Welcome to the Peak Power Priming Session. This session is designed for your conscious mind, although you may find yourself with repeated listening drifting away. While the ideas in this recording are for your conscious mind, they are also seeding thoughts and concepts in your unconscious mind, ready for the Peak Power Hypnosis Sessions that will transform areas of your life now. The first idea we want you to be aware of is that deliberately attaching good feelings to the thoughts of an activity that you want to do is going to make you feel the feelings that are good when you do that activity, or even when you simply think about doing that activity. And the more that you have motivated feelings and thoughts of an activity, the more the two are going to become connected. As you attach motivated feelings to the images in your mind's eye, along with congruent, motivating voice tone in your head, the more you will motivate yourself and make life more interesting. An excited voice in your head is perfect for a motivating image in your mind's eye and helps you create a motivated state. But an excited voice in your head when you're trying to go to sleep will keep you awake. We attach meaning to things depending upon the circumstance. An excited voice in your mind motivating you to do an activity, along with the thoughts in your mind of completing that activity, will create the feelings of motivation in your body. That same voice tone inside your mind when you're trying to meditate would distract you and keep you from going into the trance state. Someone with a phobia of dogs feels bad when they see a dog. The person next to them may feel happy to see a dog. It's not the dog that is scary, it's the thought about the dog. The thoughts create a physical experience. Happy to see the dog, or scared seeing a dog. Phobias are an example of a pattern of behavior that is out of control. The stimulus from the outside world causes the person to create stress chemicals and neurotoxins and release them into their body. This causes the muscles to tense and a desire to run away from the perceived danger. The reaction of a phobia is an automatic program running, one that the conscious mind has no control over. Some of these automatic patterns of behavior keep us safe. Some help us enjoy life more, and others limit our experience. So it's time to control your brain. And rather than let negative programs run your brain, it's time to take control of your own thinking, as well as to reprogram you for more optimum experiences in life, and to program your brain with new habits, habits of success that make your life better. I'm sure you've heard or seen someone say something like, "He was half an hour late the last time we met. If he's half an hour late this time, I'll be really annoyed." When the person is 10 minutes late, they reconfirm to themselves just how annoyed they're gonna be when he's half an hour late. Then again a few minutes later. This is planning to be annoyed. People do this all the time. A much better activity is to plan ahead of time how you would rather be in a situation that you know tests your patience. The neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP swish pattern, included in component 1 of Peak Power Hypnosis, is perfect for this. Thoughts in your mind are the images and the movies, or sequences of images, that you have either seen and remembered, or imagined. As well as imagery, the self-talk, your internal dialogue that you use to remember what you've heard and imagine things you haven't heard, are thoughts you have. And these images and sounds create the feelings you feel in your body. The things you smell and taste also create feelings, as well as cause you to think with images or internal dialogue about your experience of tasting or smelling. The responses you have to the things from the outside world and the people in the world are for you to choose, rather than simply respond to. The situations that trigger responses that you dislike change. Change the way you choose to respond to the situation. This involves changing the way you think about the situation, and the way you feel about it will change. It's just that simple. Change the way you think, and it changes the way you feel. An obvious and rather simple example of this is if someone is talking to you in a way you dislike, and you imagine them dressed as a clown or naked, it changes the way you feel about what they're saying. The thoughts you have change your brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters and neuroinhibitors that regulate your thinking. The thoughts in your head are controllable by you. They are your thoughts. Stresses, for example, come from the images and the self-talk about a situation. They happen because the brain chemistry changes and the feelings you feel change your physiology to an unpleasant state. If you wake up and find that you have a flat tire, you have to first realize that the negative response to the flat tire is because the image in your mind didn't match the image in reality. It was a plan in your mind. Maybe the same daily routine that you do every day, getting up, breakfast, shower, and so on. It becomes so habitual that you no longer have to think about it, and the image in your mind is not readily visible. But you do have that representation in your mind's eye, albeit imagery that is below the threshold of conscious awareness. You have a flat tire. Do you also want a bad mood? You can have a flat tire and a bad mood, or a flat tire and a good mood. It's up to you how you respond. The easiest image to change is the image in your mind. Then set about changing the image that comes into your eyes, the flat tire, to match the goal in your mind, a working vehicle. If you believe his shouting makes me angry, you're stuck. He has to change before you can be calm. He has the control, and you have given away your power to change. If you believe, I choose to become angry when he shouts, you can change your response to his shouting. You then have the power to take control of your life and make your own decisions. Taking responsibility for your life and defining it clearly is important. A plan. Getting clear on what you want to succeed at. Create a crystal clear understanding of what you need to do to achieve it, and most importantly, what it, your success, is. And success can be anything from going to the gym twice a week to becoming a millionaire. Start the day strong, with a win first thing. Creating new habits that serve you in a more beneficial way are the habits that make you more than you are, and aiming for more abundance, more health, more creativity and life to be lived, is the increasing of life. Now, the more you focus your mind on what you want, the more you set a direction for you and your mind, the more you can work towards it. If you look for what's wrong, you will find it. If you focus on what's wrong with you, you will notice it. It's time for you and your unconscious mind to start to focus on the positive and on what you do want. There are two ways that you can think negative thoughts and two ways that you can think positive thoughts. Quite simply, the feelings you feel in your body come from the thoughts you have. Excited thoughts produce excited feelings, and anxious thoughts produce anxious feelings. Excited thoughts are seldom ever thought with a really slow internal dialogue. And sleepy thoughts are rarely said with an excited, fast, high-pitched tone. Although this is a problem many of the clients I see have, an internal dialogue so fast and anxious in their mind that it keeps them awake. And the people that I used to see who were depressed never had an excited tone of voice in their mind. It's time to take control of the thoughts in your head that are the sounds, the internal dialogue that you use to think with, as well as taking control of the images in your mind's eye. The images that you have that you don't want, it's time to shrink them down, small and black and white. Let them disappear as you begin to use your brain to think of the things you do want. Simple though this is, it's very effective when done fast and repeated 10 times. So simple that my son, when he was 7, understood how to erase the scary images from the nightmare that had woken him and send himself back to sleep without the haunting images in his mind, and instead deliberately filling his mind with the thought of the things that he wanted to do the next day. When you find yourself giving too much time to thoughts in your mind that don't empower you, it's time to change that. For the thoughts that you picture in your mind, the visual thoughts that you spend your time looking at, that are not supportive to you, it's time to wipe them out. Simply close your eyes and bring to mind the thought, the image in your mind that is limiting you. And in an instant, make the image in your mind go bright white. White out the image and open your eyes. Close them again, bring the image to mind, and in a fraction of a second, turn the brightness way up, completely bright white. Open your eyes and repeat again and again and again, 10 times or so, until the image becomes difficult or impossible to see anymore. Then, deliberately focus your mind on the thoughts that are important to you. This technique is simple, but profound in the effect it has on the patterning of your mind. And the more that you repattern, reprogram your mind for success, the more of it you have. Now, the other type of thinking that people engage in, the ability to replay an argument in their mind and hear every word again and become annoyed by them, the worrying internal self-talk or nagging doubts that hold you back, are another example of your brain running you. Automatic patterns of behavior controlling you, rather than you choosing your actions. The feelings you have that hold you back, that stem from your internal dialogue, need to change. As we have explored, sometimes you have a motivated, excited internal dialogue, while other times you may have an anxious or worried internal self-talk, and they make you feel different. The simple, easy thing to do is to change the tonality and the location of your internal dialogue. Any negative, whining internal dialogue you have, imagine changing the location of it. Imagine it coming from your big toe. Imagine it sounding like Mickey Mouse coming from your big toe. And as you change the voice tonality so that it sounds squeaky and high-pitched, and the location so it sounds like it's coming from your big toe, the impact of the internal dialogue changes, and the feelings you experience change. While it may sound silly, it's not stupid. It's empowering to gain control over the thought processes that, left unchecked, create habits that limit you. Once you have control over them, you can empower yourself and create the habits you do want. The voice inside your head is your voice. Even if it sounds like your parents, children, or partner's voice. And because it's your voice, you can change it. Simply imagining any critical internal dialogue as a squeaky, high-pitched sounding voice means it loses its power over you and the feelings change. If you notice another voice coming in saying, "Well, this is silly," Mickey Mouse that voice. And if another voice comes in, Mickey Mouse it, until the negative internal dialogue that is not supporting you, and, in fact, limiting you, no longer has any effect over you. Instead, you have the opportunity to replace it with a voice that is confident, motivated, sure of itself, and positively focused. Many people each morning look in the mirror and criticize every blemish or spot, every hair out of place, every tiny little detail about themselves that they don't like, and then go out into the world. The critical, negative internal dialogue in your mind acts like a hypnotist, continually suggesting and reinforcing bad and disempowering beliefs. It's time to change the way you talk to yourself. If somebody came up to you on the street and said the kind of criticisms that you say to yourself, would you stand for it? Would you take it from another person? So why take it from yourself? You can't change the things that have happened in the past, but you can change the way you think about them, and this changes the effect that your memories have over you. Good memories. Imagine being there, in them. Big, bright, bold, and powerful. Bad memories. See them from a third-person perspective. Problems and issues shrink down quickly and drain the color out of them. Repeat until they disappear. Then replace with more positive thoughts. Turn down the volume of your critical internal dialogue, or Mickey Mouse it, and replace it with excited, sleepy, confident, or any other voice tone that you desire to accompany the positive train of thought. Bad pictures, gone. Replace with good pictures. Bad sounds, gone. Replace with positive audio. Get good at noticing when you are thinking disempowering thoughts, and take charge of your thinking. Direct it with these tools for your mind. Before you make a change to a habit, you need to know what that habit is, and more importantly, how you would rather be in that situation. The powerful impact of deliberately taking charge of your mind and making a change, coupled with the power of the hypnosis recordings, will help you effortlessly change any habit, and will allow you to enjoy deeper the other hypnosis sessions will have a powerful impact too. Now, once you have identified a habit, it's time to create a new behavior. Creating a new habit, traditionally, we are told requires 21 days, 28 days, 40 days, or even longer, continually repeating the action before the new habit is created. Repetition, as we all know, creates habits and patterns of behavior. Everyone has had many experiences of practicing activities, from driving to playing an instrument. Over and over and over again, until they can do it. The first new patterns of behavior, like walking, required a lot of dedication, and every baby has that effortless, action-taking, enjoyable skill-learning ability. Repetition works, But what if you could create a new habit in minutes? That would be truly amazing. But can it be done? The short answer is yes. This kind of reprogramming can be achieved with the NLP Swish Pattern, a technique that helps you create new behaviors. Now, before listening to the Creating New Habits hypnosis session, for you to really benefit to the maximum, we recommend using the Swish Pattern to make a change to your way of thinking with regard to the new behavior you want to create. The simple truth is that it's the thoughts, pictures, and the sounds in your mind that create the feelings in your body. You can either be a victim of the feelings that you create, or take charge of the thoughts and have new feelings. It's time to ask yourself, how much pleasure can I stand? You can change the feelings you have, and many people do this, through shopping, comfort eating, drink and drugs, gambling, and many other different external stimulus. Or, you can change the feelings you have by changing the thoughts you're having, the sounds and the images in your mind's eye that create the feelings you have. Now, as you progress through the Peak Power Hypnosis sessions, you will be making changes to your confidence, motivation, creativity, ability to rest and sleep, as well as creating new positive habits of success. We wish you every success with this system, and know that as you progress, massive changes will happen for you.